You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and printing impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hello, I'm Michael Piotrasch. Welcome to another recording of articles from Popular Science magazine, a presentation of Airs LA. This week's articles include, at 58 seconds, Curiosity rover finds key ingredient for past life on Mars. At 6 minutes 13 seconds, are cats really afraid of cucumbers? And finally, at 12 minutes 25 seconds, the universe isn't just expanding, it may be spinning. Let's get to it. This first article is from the Science, Space, NASA section and is entitled, Curiosity Rover Finds Key Ingredient for Past Life on Mars, written by Andrew Paul, published April 17, 2025. Habitability is a very fragile thing. This article begins with a photo. Its caption reads, A photo mosaic taken by the Curiosity rover on April 30, 2023, at the Upajara drill site in Gale Crater, Mars. Rock powder samples drilled here contained substantial amounts of siderite, an iron carbonate mineral. The siderite played a role in ancient carbon cycling processes that impacted conditions on the planet's surface. New samples collected and analyzed by NASA's Curiosity rover are pushing researchers closer than ever to finding out if Mars was once truly capable of supporting life. According to a paper published on April 18 in Nature, ancient geologic samples indicate the red planet at one time featured a carbon cycle, an atmospheric condition that's necessary for sustaining liquid water on the Martian surface. Taken together with previous evidence pointing to the existence of dried rivers, lakes, and possibly even oceans, it's looking increasingly likely that Earth's neighbor featured at least some form of life in its distant past. As with all of Curiosity's previous work, these latest discoveries come from inside the 96-mile-wide Gale Crater. Located about 4.5 degrees south of the Martian equator, Gale Crater formed following an asteroid or comet strike roughly 3.5 to 3.8 billion years ago. At one time, it likely hosted a large beach-rimmed lake. Curiosity has traveled over 21 miles from its landing site since 2012 and has obtained multiple drill site samples from layers of Martian sediment beneath it. One of the mission's long-term goals has been digging deep enough into the geological layers so that researchers can peer as far back into the planet's history as possible. Recently, Curiosity achieved just that at three sulfate-rich drill sites located on Gale Crater's Mount Sharp. In those drill sites, Curiosity detected deposits containing an iron carbonate material called siderite. According to Ben Tudelo, a University of Calgary associate professor of Earth, Energy, and Environment Studies, as well as a NASA Mars Science Laboratory Curiosity rover team, the data marks a major moment in the search for extraterrestrial life. Quote, The discovery of large carbon deposits in Gale Crater represents both a surprising and important breakthrough in our understanding of the geologic and atmospheric evolution of Mars, unquote, Tudelo said in a statement. Quote, The abundance of highly soluble salts in these rocks and similar deposits mapped over much of Mars has been used as evidence of the great drying of Mars during its dramatic shift from a warm and wet early Mars to its current cold and dry state, unquote. Previously, experts learned the ancient Martian atmosphere was rich in carbon dioxide, CO2, but lacked enough evidence of sedimentary carbonate materials. These materials would suggest that Mars once included enough carbon dioxide in its atmosphere to support not just ice, but liquid water. This past era on the planet now seems far more likely, thanks to Curiosity's latest findings. Over time, however, solar wind and radiation likely siphoned away the Martian atmosphere, gradually thinning it to the point where carbon dioxide began transforming into rock. Quote, "The broader implications are that the planet was habitable up until this time, but then, as the CO2 that had been warming the planet started to precipitate as siderite, it likely impacted Mars's ability to stay warm," unquote, Tutelo explained. Moving forward, the team hopes to further study additional sulfate-rich regions of Mars to reinforce their latest findings. Doing so will also help them gain a better understanding of the planet and any past residents. In the meantime, exploring these Martian mechanisms can help scientists better understand similar processes here on Earth. Quote, "The most remarkable thing about Earth is that it's habitable, and it has been for at least 4 billion years. Something happened to Mars that didn't happen to Earth," unquote, said Tutelo, before offering a word of caution. Quote, "Studying the collapse of Mars's warm and wet early days also tells us that habitability is a very fragile thing," unquote. This next article is from the Environment, Animals, Pets, Cats section and is entitled, "Are Cats Really Afraid of Cucumbers? We Ask the Experts." Written by Sarah Lindenfeld Hall, published April 12, 2025. Our feline friends earned their scaredy cat moniker for a reason. This article begins with a close-up photo of a funny ginger cat sniffing at a cucumber on the table against a gray background. Its caption reads, "Skip the produce when you're playing with your cat." You've probably seen the videos as you stroll through your social media feed. It starts with a cat minding their own business, calmly eating kibble or wet food. Behind the feline, however, sits a cucumber. As the cat finishes their meal and turns, they spy the dark green cylindrical object, and the calm scene turns to chaos. The cat skitters and jumps, sometimes reaching unnatural heights, rushing to escape a cucumber? The viral videos presume that cats are afraid of cucumbers, but cat experts aren't so sure. While the experts we interviewed agree the videos do showcase terrified cats, they don't believe cucumbers are the problem. It's actually the owners, they say. Are cats afraid of cucumbers? We don't know much about cat behavior. As the New York Times recently reported, cats are vastly understudied. Some experts have theorized that the cucumber might look like a snake, which could cause cats harm in the wild. But Katana Jones, a cat and dog behaviorist and owner of Jones Animal Behavior, isn't so sure. Quote, "It could be there's some sort of evolutionary thing where they think it's a snake because their primitive ancestors were eaten by snakes," unquote, Jones said. But in her long experience living with and working with cats, they generally couldn't care less about cucumbers and other similarly shaped objects. In a YouTube video, she showed a cat barely sniffing a cucumber, as well as a carrot and Twix bar. What we do know, however, is that cats earn their scaredy cat moniker for a reason. They are a prey species, and in the wild, they're always on high alert for attackers, Jones said. Quote, "It takes a lot for them to put their head down and put their back to a wide open space to feel safe enough to eat," unquote, Jones said. Quote, "And when they do it over and over and over and nothing happens to them, then they just sort of assume that it's going to be safe to do that," unquote. In other words, the videos begin when we see cats who have been allowed to exist in a safe space and trust that they can take a minute to eat without fearing for their lives. But then, at some point, an object that seems big to them is placed behind them, sparking that dramatic reaction as they turn to leave their food bowl. Their reaction, Jones said, is no different from when we hop into a shower and are surprised by a giant spider. Quote, "It's going to scare the crap out of you," unquote, she said. Quote, "The cucumber is a large dark object that's suddenly behind them," unquote. Quote, "I think it's just a combination of them being a prey species and on edge for their safety in a moment of being completely relaxed and this large dark object appears right behind them," unquote, Jones added. Jane Ehrlich, a feline behaviorist with Catitude Feline Behavior Counseling, also wonders what else is happening behind the scenes in the video. Did the person recording the video make a noise? Was there some other off-camera motion that scared the cat? What do the cat's reactions to cucumbers tell us? Both Ehrlich and Jones agree, however, that the videos show all the telltale signs of a cat experiencing extreme stress. Quote, "They're doing what cats do to escape predators," unquote, Jones said. In these videos, the cat being filmed typically jumps straight up into the air with an arched back, with their fur puffed up in order to appear larger and more threatening. Quote, "It is defensive, not offensive," unquote, Ehrlich said of their reactions. Quote, "That is definitely fear," unquote. If these fearful moments are a one-off incident, the cat will likely be fine. But chronic stressors can exacerbate compulsive behaviors, aggression, and health issues, such as skin and digestive sensitivity, Jones said. It could also fracture your relationship with your pet. What's a better way to have fun with your cat? There are far better ways to laugh with your cat instead of at them. Give your pet some agency, Jones advised. If you're holding your pet Garfield and he wants to get down, let him get down. Do not, however, give him the lasagna he demands. Allow your cat to have different experiences so you can discover their personality, Jones said. For example, one of her cats loves helping her make the bed each morning. Another loves twisty ties from a loaf of bread. And play the way your cat is telling you they want to play, Ehrlich said. Some cats, for example, might gravitate toward toys that resemble ground prey, such as a lizard, while others may enjoy toys that mimic birds. Just don't try to scare your cat, Jones said. Quote, "Fear isn't funny for the one that's receiving it," unquote. This story is part of Popular Science's Ask Us Anything series, where we answer your most outlandish, mind-burning questions, from the ordinary to the off-the-wall. Have something you've always wanted to know? Ask us. This final article is from the Science, Space, Deep Space section and is entitled, "The Universe Isn't Just Expanding, It May Be Spinning," written by Andrew Paul, published April 17, 2025. But at 500 billion years per rotation, don't expect to feel dizzy. This article begins with a photo of a red-tinged spiral galaxy made with infrared wavelengths. Its caption reads, "NASA's Hubble Space Telescope shows off an infrared view of the spiral galaxy M51, dubbed Whirlpool Galaxy." The prevailing consensus in astrophysics is that the universe has spent the past 13 or so billion years expanding outward in all directions, ever since the Big Bang. It's expanding at this very moment and will continue to do so until a number of possible theoretical endings. Meanwhile, the specific rate at which the universe is growing remains a long-standing point of contention, known as the Hubble tension. However, there may be a way to finally ease that tension. You just need to put a slight spin on everything. In simplest terms, the rate at which the universe expands on paper doesn't match actual astronomical observations. That speed, called the Hubble constant, is measured in units of kilometers per second per megaparsec, with a megaparsec measuring about 300,000 light years. The most widely accepted theoretical model, the Lambda Cold Dark Matter model, says the universe is growing at 67 to 68 kilometers per second per megaparsec, but what astronomers see through their equipment is a little faster, at about 73 kilometers per second per megaparsec, and therein lies the Hubble tension. In a study published in the April issue of the Monthly Notices of the Royal Astronomical Society, a team of researchers, including experts at the University of Hawaii's Institute for Astronomy, argue that introducing a minuscule amount of rotation to standard mathematical model of the universe may provide the way to align both expansion theories. Quote, "Much to our surprise, we found that our model with rotation resolves the paradox without contradicting current astronomical measurements," unquote. Study co-author and astrophysicist István Szapudi said in a statement. Quote, even better, it is compatible with other models that assume rotation, unquote. In addition to its mathematical compatibility, the concept also doesn't break any of the known laws of physics. The problem is detecting this spin, given just how slowly the universe may be turning. But while it is difficult to discern with current tools, the spin is still fast enough to influence the expansion of space over the eons. Szapudi and their colleagues' new model indicates the universe finishes a single rotation once every 500 billion years, meaning there's still quite a bit of time before the universe completes its first full circuit. To paraphrase the Greek philosopher Heraclitus of Ephesus, who famously said, Panta rei, everything moves, we thought that perhaps panta kiklutai, everything turns, unquote, said Szapudi. Looking ahead, astronomers hope to construct a full computer model of the universe based in part on their new theory. From there, they will hopefully be able to pinpoint signs of cosmic spinning to search for among the stars. Well, that brings us to the end of this week's material from Popular Science Magazine. I'm Michael Piotrasch, and I'll be back soon with more interesting articles. Thank you for listening.